Well, it's done better. Done his business doing now. But now, you can have a little more, you know. But we were more healthier then. It wasn't hard with us, so we didn't know nothing but that. It wasn't hard. But it'd be hard now to go back to it, you know. But it wasn't hard then. That's all people know. That's all they know. Get them some splinters. Didn't have no cash, didn't cut them some splinters, you know. And have them. Put it in a bucket like that, you know, and put it in there and make it spot. It wasn't hard, but us didn't know no better.
Yeah. How did y'all, do you remember about that house you lived in? Was it a log house?
Mm-mm, it was a board house, just like this. But I have lived in a log house. Down there on Mr. Bill when I first knew myself to the log house.
Did y'all cook over the fire?
No, we cooked on a stove. When I know my mom and daddy had a stove. But I cooked on the broccoli for years and years out on there till I moved right over yonder. Had a spider with a lid to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And put the pop on top of that and bake the biscuits. And Mr. Thompson come by there one day. The man was waiting with him. He come in there and he saw it. He said, "Is that the way y'all cook?" Is it? And the next day he brought me a stove. And I've been had one ever since. I used to be mighty smart worker when I was young, you know. He said, "I wasn't too smart to have to cook on the fireplace."
Mm-hmm.
See, I could pick 300 pounds of cotton and cook 3 meals a day, any day, you see. Mm-hmm. Any day. Any day.
And you would get up 4 days, I guess, wouldn't you?
Sometime I wouldn't. Sometime I didn't. I'd get up time enough to cook. And sometimes I'd go down on the river and stay all day. It'd be night when I leave sometime and night when I come back. And on the side, it looked like I just moved that looked so new around the house. You know, because it was wet on the river down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we did.
Do you remember when the steamboats used to come up the river?
I could remember it. I just wouldn't know where about it. But I could remember it all right. Because I hear them talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I know I could remember.
They used to get traffic up and down the river, didn't they?
Yeah. Steamboat used to come up and down the Pee-wee's checkbook and go to Apalachicola because I hear them talking about it. A lady told me she caught it and went to Apalachicola. A girl, at least, when I was a girl, that she told me. So she caught the boat. And she told me, said, one woman was on there and said, both of them had a little girl. Now, she told me this. I didn't see it. And said, one of the little girls fell off and said, almost grabbed the wrong one. And hers fell off and said they had one more squall over that child. But it was the almost child. But the almost thought it was her. And won't take that almost child. She knew that wasn't her child. You didn't. She sure know her child. I know my children. If I don't see nothing but the foot. I know them.
How did you meet your husband?
My husband?
Yeah.
Us was at a show one night, and he was there, and a girl told him, said, "Why don't you come on, pay me and lend his way in?" And she paid out, he said, "I'll weigh in the show." And he asked me, "Why do you stay long time out of there?" He asked, not the first time I saw him. But what school, you know what Michigan is?
Yeah, is that down below here?
Down there below town, down away.
Yeah.
It's a white church there.
Okay.
And it's down further, it's a colored church right below it.
Okay.
That's where I live. That's where he lives. And he asked us where to stay, and us told him. And he said he's coming up there, and he come up there. And that boy told me 5 years then, and then us married.
5 years?
5 years. And then us married. We had 9 children, and all of them dead but 3 boys. I got 3 boys, one in Lakewood, you did, and 2 in Miami.
Good God. Scattered far and wide.
That's right. Let them go.